On the final hour of Dig It this Sunday morning, and it's that time to see what is ahead in terms of the NGS Yellow Book open for charity within our area. We've got Jeff Stenbanks, who is the publicity officer and assistant county organiser with the National Garden Scheme for East and Mid Sussex, and indeed he opens his own garden, Driftwood by Sea, at various points through the year for charity, and he's going to give us the lowdown of what's hot and what's not. In fact, I don't think there's anything that isn't hot in the Yellow Book. Jeff, hello, how are you?
Good morning, Joe, and a happy new year to you, because it was Mark last time I was on, so how are you?
Oh, I apologise for that. Yes, no, I'm well. I'm well, and a happy new year to you as well. Suddenly you're on with a list of gardens for people might want to visit, and there's this strange sort of glow in the sky today. Have you seen it out there?
I know, it is quite bizarre. I've actually injured my leg and I'm on crutches, but I've been spending a lot of time sat in the office looking out, and I've taken pictures quite often this week on the different cloud formations and posted them on my Facebook page. Some of them are quite amazing. Indeed, at this very moment, there's a strip of blue sky and then all the clouds above it, quite amazing formations, but
I'm sorry you've hurt your leg, but I've been telling you for a while that cage fighting has got to stop. Concentrate on the gardening.
No. I've torn my Achilles tendon, which is not good, but there you go. That's my problem.
All right. What have you got for us, Jeff?
So, as always, all the gardens I mentioned allow children in free and serve refreshments. Mothering Sunday actually falls on the 22nd of the month, and we've actually got three gardens to mention whose open day falls on that date too. We'll begin today with just one offering in northeast Hampshire, which is Beechingwood Farm, Hillside, Odium, near Hook. This is a two-acre garden in many parts. The lawn meanders through woodland with drifts of spring bulbs, both planted in the ground and in pots. See Futuri and Cowslip Meadow, walled herb garden with pool and exuberant planting. There's an orchard and vegetable garden too, not forgetting the rock garden extending to grasses, ferns and bamboos. It'll open for the scheme on Sunday, the 29th of March, from 2 to 5, with entry £4. Crossing over now to Surrey, listeners will find Timber Hill in Chobham with 16 acres of garden, park and woodland, giving an undulating walk with views to the North Downs. This is the first of three openings on Mother's Day, the 22nd of March. It's a stunning winter garden with Lonicera and a witch hazel walk, abundant snowdrops and aconites, and it opens from 1:30 to 5 p.m. And on this occasion, the homemade teas and refreshments are served in the beautiful old Surrey barn, as it's such a special day. An entry there is £7. Next up is Van in Hambledon near Godalming, also open on Mother's Day, the 22nd. This is an English Heritage Registered garden surrounding Tudor and William and Mary House with arts and crafts additions. At the front, a brick-paved original cottage garden. To the rear, newly dredged lake, yew walk with rilling Gertrude Jekyll water feature. Snowdrops and hellebores, spring bulbs abound. See island beds, an orchard with wildflowers, plus the vegetable garden. It'll open from 10 to 6, and here self-service refreshments are available on the NGS open days. The entry here is £7. It will also open on Monday the 23rd and Tuesday the 24th as well, from 10 till 6 p.m. Moving over to my neck of the woods now in Sussex, with the first offerings of brand new garden for 2020. It's the Hamlin Centre in Main Road, Bosham. It's an ornamental and wildlife garden in harmony with the Hamlin Centre's work towards health and well-being. The garden is full of shrubs, perennials, mature specimen and fruit trees, including a tulip tree and a mulberry. Visitors can see a wildlife pond with bog garden, wildflower meadow and a rock garden. Snowdrops abound with many varieties of daffodils and orchids, and boundary areas are left natural, providing a range of wild habitats. It'll open on Sunday the 8th of March from 11 to 4:30 p.m. with entry £4.50. Near Petworth is the Manor of Dean in Tillington, which is a traditional English garden of approximately 3 acres. See herbaceous borders, a variety of early flowering bulbs, snowdrops, spring bulbs, grass walks and grass steps. There's also a walled kitchen garden, vegetables and cutting flowers. Another garden to take mum for Mother's Day is it opens from 2 to 5 on Sunday the 22nd of March with entry £4.50. The East Sussex County organiser owns her garden at Butler's Farmhouse in Butler's Lane, Hurstmonceux, over the weekend of Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of March between 2 and 5. This is a lovely rural setting for her one-acre garden, which surrounds the 16th century farmhouse, providing views to the South Downs. It's pretty in spring with daffodils, hellebores and primroses. Quite a quirky garden with surprises around every corner, including a rainbow border, small pond, Cornish inspired beach corners, a poison garden and a secret jungle garden. An admission there will be £4. Our final offering in Sussex is the old favourite, the King John's Lodge in Sheep Street Lane, Etchingham. This is a 4-acre romantic garden for all seasons and has been an ongoing family project since 1987. From the eclectic shop, nursery and tea room, stroll past wildlife ponds, through orchard with bulbs, meadow rose walk and fruit according to the season. It'll open on Sunday, the 29th of March, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m, with entry £5. Before I close, Joe, I'd just like to mention our 33 by-arrangement gardens in East Sussex. The complete range of gardens open between March and October, with the highest numbers through the summer months. Also, I've sent over a list to Mina. I mean, she might be able to put it on your Facebook page for listeners to investigate. But in any event, they can find it on our social media channels on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and garden tags, or on page 13 of the 2020 Sussex booklet. All listeners have to do is pick a month, check out which gardens open by arrangement, check the website for contact details, and then get in touch with the garden owner. If they can't get to the list, they can alternatively email me at sussexeastpublicity@ngs.org.uk and I'll send them a list. So there we have it, Joe, all the gardens for March, as usual. If you want more information, you can call 01483 211 535 during office hours Monday to Friday, or visit the NGS website, www.ngs.org.uk. And I look forward to catching up with you at the end of April.
And me too, and I hope that the tendon will... It's a nasty injury. That my dad's done that before now, and it's a horrible thing, so I hope you're not in too much pain.
No, I've not a lot of pain at all, and somebody in Farrah, my partner, found this fabulous gadget that you can fit to your leg, this like a peg leg, and you don't need crutches, so I'm able to get out in the garden and use two hands, even though I've got it. So there you go.
Very good.
Technology.
All right, my son, I'll speak to you in a month's time. That is Jeff Stonebanks, our man, not from Uncle, but from the NGS. It's 13 minutes past. We'll get